It is 10 minutes after 7 a.m. Happy Thursday morning. We are on the third Thursday of the month. So today I have Millersburg Police Chief Matt Shaner in here with me. And good morning, Chief.
Morning.
How are things going? Sunshine, good. Sunshine, and more sunshine. Yeah. Even you haven't brought the rain. Yes, what are you doing?
Me showing up didn't bring the rain. I must be off my game or something.
You're going to need to get back on your game because we really need the rain.
Yeah, we could use some.
It's getting a little dry.
The problem might be is if it just comes at once, that'll be no good.
But no, we need a nice steady.
Yeah, we need a few days of some good rain.
And that's your job.
Yeah, I kind of liked the weather last week when it was a little bit cooler.
For sure.
The 80s are
not
but
cool.
It is.
We've got the cool nights, yeah. So that's helping.
Yep, so that definitely helps. And it's that time of year. It comes and goes, and you never know what you're going to get from one week to the next. And just enjoy it.
It seems like the rain has just gone and forgot its way back.
Yes.
It's like me with directions.
Yeah, at least it was not raining last week when it was cool, because I don't care for a cold rain or cool rain. But yeah, we could definitely use some rain. Looks like there might be a chance of some
maybe Monday,
the beginning of the week. But
fingers crossed.
Yeah, I guess we'll wait and see, because the last time they called for some rain, I think the Cleveland area got it and we didn't get any of it. So, but yeah, we definitely could use some moisture in the ground. I think I've gone 3 weeks without mowing. Not saying I probably couldn't use it, but I also don't want to completely make my yard a dust bowl. So that's okay.
I don't think my neighbors mowed my yard in like 3 weeks either. At least not that I've noticed.
I enjoy mowing, but sometimes it's overrated and you got to keep up with it. So
yeah, when it rains too much, then it's like, oh, we're going to grow. Like,
yeah.
But my weeds, they have had no issue growing. Like, they're just like, oh, look at us. Water? What's water? We don't need no water. It's ridiculous.
Mine aren't as bad as I thought they would be.
I'll give you some.
Nah, I'm good. But I also, when I do mow, I keep my yard nice and short, so maybe they're not getting enough to get a good growing. But yeah, the beginning of the springtime didn't seem like I could keep my yard mowed because it was raining all the time. And then it changed on us within a month or two. And now it's like, wow, my yard could definitely use I'm either going to have to paint it green or we're going to need some water. I'm not sure which, but definitely.
Like the Rolling Stones, paint it black, just paint it green.
Yeah,
definitely
some brown
green
going on. But that's not all bad. It's not to the point where, you know, at least you don't have a wet year where the farmers can't get into the fields and do their thing. They definitely should not be having any troubles getting into their fields. Don't know how the crops are doing. I guess they could probably use some water, but, there's some years where it's like they're constantly battling muddy fields and trying to get in and out and get their crops harvested. So I've seen a few farmers near me making silage last week, so. And I've never been a farmer, so I'm not sure if they plant the corn specifically to make the silage, or if it's crops that were damaged, not gonna mature, that they make it out of. I don't know, but it's kind of neat watching them. And then they pack it in their little, it's not a silo, it's more like a bay. Just something neat to see while you're driving around. Guys up on the tractors on top of the big silage piles, packing it in, and then come by the next day and it's covered in plastic and they're good for the year. I guess it takes a year.
I grew up on a farm, but we didn't farm. We just rented the house and the landlord farmed. So like, just because I grew up on a farm, I got nothing. Like, yeah. I know a little bit, but not enough to act like I know anything, especially in this area. And the sunshine will give way for this weekend. Millersburg's going to be a busy place this weekend.
Yes, we have I'm not sure the proper name.
Holmes County Arts Festival.
Yeah. A new arts festival was in there. So that's going on Saturday during the day.
10 to 4, I believe.
And then at 6 p.m., the truck parade is going to be leaving from the fairgrounds, going east towards Berlin. And they're changing it up this year to see if things don't go a little bit smoother.
They're going backwards.
Yeah, so years past, the last couple of years, we always had an issue with them trying to get into the fairgrounds. Hopefully, coming out of the fairgrounds, we shouldn't have the bottleneck issue, and they can get through town and get it done. So 6 p.m. Is when they're supposed to start, so probably somewhere around quarter till. quarter till to 6 p.m. We'll be looking at shutting traffic down, clearing some traffic out, give the trucks room to get through town and get them on their way.
Now, from what I've seen on the Facebook event, it looks like they're going to start getting at Harvest Ridge at like noon where people can go like look at them and stuff. So you're going to see trucks, a lot of trucks in the area leading up to 6 o'clock. It's just not going to be for the parade at six. You're going to see that influx. I want to say what I've seen is they're expecting like 200 trucks. I think you talked about it too. Yeah. That's a lot of trucks in one area.
They're expecting around 200. You could be right. I didn't look at the Facebook post and didn't really discuss when the trucks would be arriving out there. But it's not like they're organized going in. It's more the organization coming out. So probably periodically throughout, you know, the day, they'll start bringing the trucks in and getting them parked, getting them lined up, and get ready to roll at 6 p.m.
And like you mentioned there while you were talking, you are shutting traffic down this time. Last year, you were kind of just let it flow.
Yeah, the last couple of years we tried to do just kind of a rolling, keep traffic as much as we could. You know, the first year we ended up with like a half hour gap in between trucks. And then I found out there were some trucks that were even later than that. And with the bottlenecking at the fairgrounds, you know, it doesn't take a whole lot of trucks to start getting bottlenecked, getting backed up, and they work their way up into town. We had some trucks that got out to the fairgrounds, weren't staying for the activities out there, got themselves turned around, came back into town, wanted to turn north at the square. And you know, as everybody knows, you get one or two semis in the blocks and nobody goes anywhere. So I just made the decision this year, if they're rolling through and they're going to get through, you know, we should not have any issues with backing up traffic. They should get rolling. The truck drivers have been, you know, we're going to be talked to. We're going to try to have a pace vehicle somewhere in the middle to keep the two even as they go out to Berlin.
Are they going
to
boogity boogity boo? NASCAR fans know what I'm talking about.
they're planning for the speed limit, you know, through town and then outside. And what they'll do is before they get to Berlin, they'll kind of separate in the middle to give Berlin a little bit of relief on their traffic too. So the hope is we get them through town and as quick as we can. You know, the Antique Festival usually has high hundreds, I think, for
their
pieces,
parade.
Yeah, pieces in their parade. But with this, we're not going to have anybody walking or anything like that. So, you know, it might be a higher number or close to the same size, but it should move quicker than what like an Antique Festival parade, which is pretty much the only one that is that size. So my hopes are they can, you know, just keep rolling and get going and enjoy themselves.
And it's called the Parade of Lights, so they'll be pretty and nice and, you know, hang out in town and check it out.
Yeah, we tried to get it because I'm not really a big fan of putting the officers out in the streets, you know, working traffic in the dark. So the guys that run the parade, they've all been really good about, you know, definitely looking at the time frame.
Still be light at 6:30. So.
Right. We get them rolling at 6, hopefully a half hour, get everybody through. I'm going to guess probably closer to an hour because I'm sure there'll be a little bit of confusion on who should go and who doesn't go and where. And, you know, but we should be able to get them through town without any problem. We might be skirting dark, but it's not, you know, years ago we'd do the Halloween parade at dark. You know, and standing in the middle of the square, working traffic, even on a Thursday night, which is when the Halloween parades were, you know, it's hard for the vehicles to see you. It's hard for you. You know, you get blinded by lights this way, that way. It's just not a good combination. If we don't have to have an officer out there, I'm not in favor of doing that. And I never seen there being an issue, you know. We do it maybe once or twice a year. Obviously, if traffic, you know, we have a traffic issue, that's one thing. But, you know, when something can be planned, there's no reason to plan it for the nighttime like that.
Exactly. So it's a great reason to stay in Millersburg all day. You've got the art festival, then get some dinner, then you're ready for the truck parade. And just kind of hang out. That way you don't have to worry about getting from north to south, or either way, you're in town and you're parked and you're set and you're ready to roll.
Yeah, it's, you know, the last couple of years, I would walk the downtown area while the trucks were coming through, you know, checking on my officers and seeing how things are going and stuff. And I'd have a lot of people that were visitors from out of town just asking, you know, what's going on. Because we didn't, you know, not shutting traffic down completely the last couple of years, definitely doesn't appear to be that it's like a quote unquote parade. We just kind of did the rolling escort, kept them moving, open traffic up as much as we could, and you know, scoot people through when we can. So even the people that are from out of town, you know, they notice something like that. Now this year, you know, shutting down traffic,
it'll be like a real parade, though.
Yeah, it'll be. I'm sure we'll have some happy people in their vehicles complaining that, you know, we can't do this and we can't do that. But, you know, I try to tell them just enjoy the parade. You know, everybody at some point in time enjoyed a parade. So here's one coming. And if you didn't know it was coming yet, it delays you. But enjoy it while it's there, and we'll get things moving as quickly as we can.
And we've been talking about this for like a month now. So it's not anything new that's happening.
Right. Yeah. And some people, you know, I've been asked, you know, when is the parade? When is it? And things, I think, kind of changed on the truck side of, you know, whether or not it was happening, wasn't, you know. So we kind of got a late start. But since we've done it the last couple of years, there's not a whole lot of planning or logistics that really need to go into it. And I've changed the direction, changed some things. I feel for us, it's the better.
I think so too. I think ending in the country and starting in the town, going,
you know,
better.
Going through Berlin, they're going to be making left-hand turns. So whenever you do a parade, it's always easier if it's right-hand turns. That way you're not having to cross a lane of travel or anything like that. And you can kind of keep things open up.
It really is like NASCAR. They're making a left turn now. Left turn.
Yeah. So, you know, my hopes are we can get the trucks through and get them rolling, and we don't have a whole lot of, you know, traffic because it's, you know, 6 o'clock on a Saturday evening, especially when there's stuff going on and it's a nice weekend. There can be some traffic still. It's not like if we, you know, would do it at 8 o'clock in the evening, which I would not want to do because of the darkness. But, you know, things are still kind of happening. So we'll work traffic as good as we can, get people through and get it over.
And the DORA is in effect in Millersburg now too.
Correct.
So you can utilize that while you're watching the parade, you know, get your drink, head out on the sidewalk and watch the parade.
Yep. Just mind the DORA rules.
Mind the DORA rules. That's what those stickers on the ground are.
Yep.
That Nate has gotten placed.
Nate Street Department. I'm not sure who actually went out and did them. But yeah, they're pretty big stickers on the sidewalks.
All the buildings have them, whether they're go or no go.
Yes.
Or buy.
Yep. And just a reminder to everybody, for the DORA, you have to use their cups. Can't be walking around, you know, with a bottle of beer
or a flask or any of that.
Yeah, it's not an alcohol
free for all.
Yeah, it's guidelines and follow the rules. And so far, you know, like last weekend, I didn't hear of any issues. So
that's good. A good start is great.
And I've talked to different agencies that have them. I just talked to somebody from Worcester last week. And I said, you know, have you ever had? And he said, well, you know, not off the top of his head, he didn't. And usually things would, you know, circulate through a department. Obviously, Worcester's a pretty big department, but he said, you know, that they've never. It's not a something that comes up all the time. You know, watch for DORA, this, that, or the other. Yeah, they do. They have the officers that patrol the downtown area, but it's not a regular thing to have a DORA violation or an issue inside the DORA. That's kind of my hope down here. And I don't see any reason why, you know, we may have to remind somebody, hey, you're not allowed to be here. You need to stay over
here. Especially when it's new, as they're learning the rules.
Right. And you know, somebody from out of town, you know, I understand. Yeah, there are big red stickers on the sidewalk. But,
and I think the wolves are on the cups, too. It's,
right. Yep. I believe so.
I saw the cup on Monday, but I don't remember.
But, you know, there's always going to be the, you know, and we're definitely not going to be standing at the borders waiting for somebody to cross and be like, bah, you know, that's not.
How is that again?
Bah. That's not how we're doing things. You know, it's. Alcohol has been served in the restaurants and the bars in the downtown area. You know, and if we have to deal with something, we come and deal with it. You know, if we end up with a problem, then we'll deal with the problem and we'll move forward from there with it. But I don't expect, you know, the first few weeks. Yeah. We, like I said, we might have to say, hey, you're not allowed over here, or you can't do that. Or, you know, you can't be walking, you can't bring your own beer down to the door and walk around and think you're, or alcohol, and think you're good to go. 'Cause it doesn't work that way.
Well, we'll talk more about things happening. We're going to take a little break here. We've also got ABC News coming up here on WKLM. That's Millersburg Police Chief Matt Shaner. We are back here in the second half of your 7 a.m. hour. I am with Chief Matt Shaner of the Millersburg Police Department, and we were talking about all the fun festivities this weekend, but, you know, throughout the week, you got to pay attention to and slow it down because, you know, school's been back in session now for about a month.
Yeah, close to it, I think.
So, you know, you got the kiddos walking to school, the buses.
Yeah, it's, you know, we talk all the time about pay attention, safety, you know, kids, animals, people, adults, you know, around traffic, but definitely, you know, with the nice weather, the way it's been nice, you know, the kids are outside as much as they can get outside. So, again, just pay attention. You know, in the mornings when the school speed zone signs are on, abide by those. Pay attention for the flashing crosswalk signs for when kids are crossing the street, or anybody in general. Because it's not like those signs just work whenever school's in session. The speed zone signs do. But the crosswalks, the three of them we have one post office also. I'm trying to think if we have any other, because I think the post office new crosswalk they made, yes, has the flashing, yes, signs there too. So, you know, it's something that we haven't had a lot of, you know, so it takes a little bit of getting used to. But, you know, something odd should slow you down instead of keeping you at your normal speed. So when those lights are flashing and somebody's in the crosswalk, you need to yield to them, stop and let them get across. You know, I've said it over and over again, nobody, I feel, would want to hit and injure another person, let alone
especially a child.
Yeah, you know, a child, that would be devastating on all way around. So whenever you see those flashing lights, you know, in the crosswalks, stop and let those people cross. You know, out in Berlin, they've had them out there for a while. And it's amazing. The people will be standing waiting to cross, and you know, Berlin traffic is not much different than ours. When they get a line of traffic, it's
a
forever.
Line of traffic,
and people will be waiting to cross, and nobody's, you know, wanting to yield for them or stop for them to let them cross. So you know, the one out in front of the school is at the top of the hill. Not exactly the best placement, but we
don't, you can see it.
Yeah, we have to work with what we got, and you know, that school's been there for a long time, so that hill's been there for a long time. You know, yeah, I would love to have all the places where the kids would cross be nice and flat, and high visibility so you could see everything. But and it is a challenge in mornings like this morning when the sun's, you know, glaring. You're going eastbound, that sun's blasting you. So you know, just pay attention, stay off the phone, do what you need to do to make yourself safe and others while you're driving. And cruising through your phone it's not legal, and it does not help your safety. So Yeah, just and watch for the kids.
Watch for those everywhere. Kiddos. And, you know, the one at the top of the hill during school, when it's the kiddos using the crossing for school, they do have a crossing guard with a yellow vest, a stop sign. You can't miss it.
Yep.
But they also activate those lights, too. So between the big red stop sign and the flashy lights, kind of gives you a good hint to stop.
Yeah, I when I was coming out here this morning, it was not quite daylight. And there was a, I don't know if she's middle school, junior, or high school age, trying to cross at the school, but she was not up on the hill. She was down, where like Port Washington and School Street and all that, that point at the bottom of the schoolhouse hill. You know, and she was waiting for traffic, you know, and traffic was moving. And it's like, you know, you wish you could have something everywhere for somebody, you know, to stop and cross. But you don't get to. And luckily, you know, parents tell your kids they got to watch for the cars. You know, one of my things I say to people is nobody looks out for you better than yourself. And that, you know, you can look at that from when you're a little kid crossing the streets, if you're doing it by yourself, you know, up until
you're driving all
through to adulthood. So, you know, make sure you're safe yourself. Don't depend on, you know, that car should stop, but don't depend on it. And be cautious.
Yeah. I almost got run over in the parking lot the other day. They had no, I had to move to make sure they could, like, dude, like, hello.
Yeah. But it's,
pay attention. I'm a very big speed bump. I am going to hurt your car.
Yeah,
it would be worse than hitting a deer.
Yeah, you have to pay attention. You know, on county roads, township roads, state routes, you know, just pay attention. Get off the phone. You know, that's you know, one of the biggest, I think it is. I obviously can't see inside everybody's vehicle, but a lot of times, you know, you can watch people and see their head go down and look over. So they may not be like manipulating their phone, but they're still looking and seeing, you know, what if somebody is calling, if something popped up on their phone. You know, you just have to pay attention. Nobody, like I said, nobody looks out for your safety better than you do. So that should be your top priority.
And you said you like to go in and, you know, visit with the kids in the morning. So school's gotten off to a good positive start so far. Yep.
Yeah. And it's funny because even the little kids, there's those that are happy in the morning and there's are those that don't even want you to look at them in the morning. and I do. You know, I say good morning to pretty much everybody, and sometimes I get a side eye. And so, a lot of times I get, you know, mornings and fist bumps, high fives, things like that. So, yeah, I usually get up there a little bit after 8:30, and then I stay until school gets started and they close up the building, you know, for the day, and then I go. But I walk around, chit-chat with the teachers, the students, you know, get told stories, check out the kids, ask them what they're eating for breakfast, ask them what, you know, what they like, tell them what's on the menu for lunch and ask them if that's something they like or don't like. I try to interact with as many kids as I can. But like I said, it's funny because they're, it's
you
like,
know.
Yeah, I wonder what they're, if, are your parents not morning people? You know, in my house, I'm a morning person. My wife and my son are not morning people. So I drive them absolutely bonkers because when I'm awake and I'm going, I'm, you know, usually pretty even keeled and happy. Even if I'm tired, I'm a happy person. They're not that way. And then I see the little kids, you know,
starting early.
Yeah, the parents will. And it's mostly, I notice it more with the kids that get dropped off by their parents than I do from the school bus. So I think,
well, you know, the bus, they got socialization. Yeah,
they're around the other kids and they get a little bit, but there's still a few. And I get the occasion, why is there a cop in school? And I was like, well, I'm just here to visit. And I have to watch because they are intrigued by what's on my belt, of course. And, you know, they want to...
All the questions.
All the questions. Why do you have this? What are you doing? You're not allowed to have a gun in school. Why do you have a gun in
school?
Have
you ever shot anybody?
And I'm like, well, because I'm a police officer and I have this for everybody's safety. I'm allowed to have the... Oh, no, you're not. No guns in school. And I'm like, yeah.
Well, at least they know the rules.
Yeah. I was like, you can't bring a gun, but I'm in here for your safety. So it's interesting, even as young as they are, you know, they know rules. They know things they're not supposed to have. You know, I have a knife clipped in my pocket, and some of the kids will point that out. You're not allowed to have a knife in school either. And I'm like, yep, I can. I'm not in school. I'm just visiting. So I'll take all my stuff with me. Don't worry. I won't leave it around. And you guys will be okay. You know, and then if I try to get up there every day, if I miss a day, the next day, it'll be like, where are you at? And I'm like, well, I had something to do.
Were you arresting somebody? You
know, and so they laugh. It's just fun interacting with them.
It's good interaction, though.
Yeah. And it's what I want them to be able to, you know, come up to me. The first few days of school, I had to figure out where people's rooms were, where the kids' rooms were, because they would be like, I'm lost. I'm like, okay,
so
well,
am I.
Well, where are you supposed to go? I don't know. And I'm like, oh, well, that would be why you're lost. And
they don't get sarcasm, so you can't even use sarcasm with
and I'm
them.
Like, okay, well, we'll figure it out. So I'll be like, well, what's your name? And they'll just look at me, and I'm like, okay, come with me, and we'll go find a teacher, and I'll let they'll talk to the teacher more, you know, than me, but, and then I walk with them to class and talk to them, and, you know, and then they're chit-chatty the next few days, and, there's some that say morning every morning, there's some that I have till the end of the school year to get them to say good morning to me, and it might take, it takes the whole year before they'll
even acknowledge me. It may take the whole time they're in the elementary.
Yep, so, you know, and with the projection of them going to the new school, this possibly could be my last year, you know, of getting this kind of interaction with them.
That's got to be a little sad.
And it's, you know, I've been asked, you know, what are you going to do when the school leaves? And I'm like, well, I'm going to keep doing what I do. I'm the chief of police. And
I have other things aside from here.
So, and the kids are like, well, I don't see you all day long and this, that, and the other. And I'm like, well, you know, I come up in the mornings, and if there's an issue, I'll come back up. Once in a blue moon, I might go up, you know, during the day. But when we're there, that makes the neighborhood nervous if they see a police car at the school during the day, because normally they see my car during the day in the mornings. And the officer's set in the school zone, you know, in the mornings and the afternoons. But, you know, if the cruiser's at the school, I know some of the parents, because I hear from the teachers, you know, that things were happening. They want to know why there was a cruiser at the school, what was going on, blah, blah, blah. So, you know, if there's an issue, we absolutely go.
Why you warn when you do when the kids get to ride in the car.
Yeah.
You let everybody know, hey.
Yeah.
Gonna be there.
Yep.
Lights
and sirens in the parking lot definitely will make people nervous.
Don't panic.
Yep. And I've been asked, several kids asked that have ridden with me, you know, when are we doing that? When are we doing that? And I'm like, I'm not the one that schedules it. The school lets me know. So if you want to do it, tell your teacher and get that going. You know, we try to do some sort of a toucher truck we did at the end of the year last year. They remember. One little boy was like, am I going to be able to turn your siren on this year? And I was like, well, did you ride with me or when we were doing the touch truck? And he said, no, the touch truck with the fire trucks. And I was like, you should remember, with the police cars, not the fire trucks. But, I guess if we got to drive around in big red trucks, it may be a little more memorable. I don't know.
There's always that competition.
Yeah, Chief Raffery probably have something to say about that, but I don't think he's in for a week or two.
No, he was here last week. It'll be another month.
Yeah. So the last thing people remember is, but you know, they remember things like that, and that's good. They remember that they can have a little bit of enjoyment or have a good time without, you know, us having to do our job. Yeah, the community relations is our job, but a lot of people think more in the line of us doing the enforcement,
the arresting,
things like that. you know, over the years, I've had, you know, kids say, hey, you were at my house last night and you arrested my, you know, my parent. And it's like, yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. So, you know, and I have to change the subject, but it's, you know, really, it's sad whenever that's the only memory they have of us. I want them to remember, you know, me walking around the school, them coming to the toucher trucks, things like that. I don't want them to remember, hey, we took away mom or dad.
And it makes it easier for them to talk to you in that situation.
Right. If they know me, you know, and I see them around town and they'll say stuff. You know, I've said before when my son was in Head Start, him and I were at Walmart one day and another kid came up and started talking to me. I had just taken, when I had the Bloodhound, I had taken the Bloodhound in for the kids at Head Start to meet. And, you know, here's this little 3 or 4 year old child talking to me. And the parents are like really concerned. And I'm like, my son and your son are in preschool together. And I'm a police officer. And I took, and they're okay. Like, oh yeah, he said he got to talk to the,
he's talking nonstop.
Yeah. Got to meet the police dog. So, you know, it's one of those things. I want them to remember, you know, the good parts. The bad parts come and go. Let that go. I know that's locked in their brains too, but being able to show them that it's not all that we are people. And that's something that since I've become chief, is I want people to realize that we are people. I come out here and I talk and we, you know, I'm not scripted and
we are totally unscripted. Yeah,
majority of the time when I walk in the door, neither of us have an idea what we're talking about.
We wing everything.
But I want people to know that, you know, we're human beings. In the cruisers driving around, we're human beings. Yeah, we drive around, me particular, air, you know, windows up, air on, you know, because you wear this gear, it is hot out. It doesn't take a little bit of temperature to magnify it wearing all this gear. So it's not that we're unfriendly, that we're robots, that we don't want to do this or that.
You're trying not to melt.
Yeah. And, you know, you see people waving all the time.
It's like a parade every day.
And you can't wave to everybody every, you know, second of the day. But I can tell you some of the kids, if they see me and they know it's me and they wave to me and I didn't wave back, they
will
tell
me about it.
The parades, when we do parades and I lead the parade, I'll hear about it if I hadn't acknowledged them. And it's very hard because I know leading a parade sounds like it should be pretty simple, but if you're not paying attention, you can get way out in front of like the honor guard without even trying, just the car idling. So pay attention to where it is. Got to pay attention to the people along the street because you never know. The streets are lined with little kids.
Exactly.
Last thing I want to do is crash with a little kid in a parade.
After we talk about not doing this, all the time.
You know, they're still, it's not like, you know, we put the cruiser on autopilot and we just sit there and wave. We got to pay attention to things. So, but I want people to realize that we are human beings just like everybody else.
We're going to take a quick little break. We'll get hometown sports and we'll be back to wrap up with Chief Shaner on WKLM. And we are going to wrap things up here with Chief Matt Shaner from the Millersburg Police Department. We kept it pretty basic today. We talked truck parade, Dora, and art festival all together, and yep, paying attention and the kiddos and how it's important.
Yes. Yep. You know, we're a small little town, but there's a lot going on. A lot of people moving about. So safety is definitely, obviously, safety is a big concern and needs to be talked about quite often and brought to the light so people don't let it slide.
Exactly. There's always something happening, usually at least every month in the village. So, you know, we've got, before we talk again, we'll have Antique Festival.
Yes.
So we probably should mention that. And that's more parades.
Yep. Saturday and Sunday. Plus a lot of activities in the downtown area.
And a lot of show. People, hopefully.
Yeah, and the nicer the weather, the more people I think will show up. If it's iffy weather-wise, some of the people for like the classic cars stuff.
Oh, yeah, car guys do not go out with questionable weather. Yeah,
they don't
weather.
Like driving in the rain, so that might be. But, you know, normally the main parade on Sunday is a big one. And, you know, you hope for the nice weather. I've worked it where it's been scorching hot on fresh blacktop and snowing. So, you know, it's one of those things where you never know what the weather's going to be
like.
The
joy of Ohio weather.
Yeah, I'd rather go for the cooler weather.
Cool and sunshiny.
It's just, yeah. And you know, it's stressful, but it's enjoyable. And we get it done, get it over with, and move on to the next adventure.
Yeah, so just, you know, pay attention. It is festival season. And
yeah, all around the area.
Everywhere.
Yep.
All right. Well, that does it for us for this month. That was Police Chief Matt Shaner from the Millersburg Police Department. Thanks for coming out.
Thank you for having me.
We're going to take a quick moment and we'll be back with Hometown News.